best locker room we've had all year by far. I mean, that was, you know, even beating Tennessee and Marquette and Michigan State, Villanova, it wasn't like that. So that was a game in which we played really well for the most part, and then we screwed it up, and then somehow or another was able to pull it back. So we were fortunate that it went overtime after we screwed it up, and then we played really well in OT.
Do you feel like you had the Devon in there every single minute tonight?
Yeah, you can't take him out. He got tired. I thought Alex did a there for a stretch where it just wore him out. He was dodging the ball hard, and you know, there's nobody really can put in so to handle pressure. So I thought Devon and Ochai were both fabulous, and you know, other guys gave us good minutes, and then picked the three best players in the game. You know, KJ, Ochai, and Devon, without question, were the three best we had tonight.
Can you just talk about Devon making a read to KJ on the last minute of regulation, and KJ being ready now?
Yeah, I don't know that Devon made the read to him. I thought it was Q. I could be wrong. I thought Q had the ball and then skipped it.
Shot the one-hander. I could be wrong, but you know, it was a right pass. You know, it was a bad close. You know, forced a long close out, and then he was able to get past into a strong hand. So that was good. But you know, Devon did some poor things taking care of the ball. But you can't fault that line. I mean, for a freshman to get 25 and 10 and 5 and not come out and play all 45 minutes, he was pretty special tonight.
What were you thinking when he was on the ground before those three throws? Five scholarship players at that point.
He had to get up. I mean, there was no choice. So I mean, he was going to get up. It was just whether or not we had to call timeout to let him regroup. But he said no. But he I think he was cramping as much as anything.
Well, for those of us who watched your team, the consensus is, well, they're just not as good.
Yeah, we're not. We're not as good visually as what other teams we've had are. I mean, we make the game a lot harder on ourselves than what it is. But that doesn't mean we don't have a good team. I mean, but when you talk about, you know, pros and experience, and you're losing, you know, national players of the year and first team All-Americans, and you're playing with, you know, starting four freshmen, and you got four of your top seven talented players that aren't even in uniform. It's a different group, but that doesn't mean we can't win, and that doesn't mean we can't still accomplish, you know, similar goals. And so, but visually, I don't think we are at all. But I do think that we haven't hit our stride yet either. So I think our best is still ahead of us. Well, I thought, you know, he had four assists, and yeah, I thought he did some good things, without question. We got one guy can't have the ball the entire time, and so, you know, Q is a, you know, recruiting to be a combo guard, so he needs to step up and make plays like that, and I did think he did some good things. I thought he made a couple of nice passes, and you know, he didn't really finish in the second half, but still, though, the shots he took are shots we wanted to take. So, you know, that's on me. That's not on him.
With his limited role, is there any surprise that KJ's ready for moments like that? Or is that what you would expect from him?
Well, I don't know if I'd expect to maybe make the two biggest shots of the game. But he KJ's older, and he's a competitor. Nobody could ever say he's not. And so, you know, he likes that moment. He's been in that moment before. So he was probably as prepared as anybody we had in the game to actually do what he did.
What do you tell your team about limiting TCU in transition?
Well, we didn't. You know, our two guards did an awful job at times getting back, and a lot of times our turnovers led to numbers for them, but you can't give up a layup off a missed free throw. There were some things like that that just, you know, you just can't do. But I'll be honest with you. We didn't do a great job with them in transition, and I don't think we scored. What do we score? Just not. I can't see that on my glasses. What is that? 8 points in transition or something like that. But we got a lot more good looks than that in transition. Just didn't convert.
Is that as close as you've seen to the energy from a home game carrying over to the road this year?
I don't know. I thought we played with great energy at Kentucky. I thought we played with you know. pretty good energy. I mean, we played great the first 35 minutes at Arizona State. So I don't know that I would go that far. You know, we had Baylor down 24 or whatever, so I don't – but it was as good as it's been all year long, that's for sure.
Don, you've seen the TCU evolve and change since they came in the league. Where have they made the biggest improvements to sort of legitimize themselves as a conference, maybe not favorite, but a competitive conference contending kind of team?
Well, there's no question that they're a competitive contending type team. You know, this league is so weird. You know, you could, you know, if it's and buts or candy and nuts, but, you know, 6-point lead at West Virginia with 2 minutes left and you lose in regulation. You know, TCU's had some games where, like even tonight, where it looked like the game could easily be in the W column, but it's not. If you look at our league, everybody's had games like that for the most part. Maybe not K-State, but for the most part, everybody's had games like that. So TCU was right there on the cusp of being right where it wants to be. And all it is just, you know, just a break here or there. But I think their talent level has been tremendously improved. I also think, you know, they're being coached by one of the best coaches in our business, and there seems to be more interest and enthusiasm about what's going on maybe than in the past, and that's not a knock to anybody else. It just seems that way to me. So they're there. They're not going to go. As long as Jamie's here, they're not going to take a step backwards. No way.
Bill, just the significance of this one, it's 8-4.
Well, you know, for us, we're way back, okay? We're way back. But it at least keeps us in the game. So now we get a chance to see if we can improve on that this weekend, and then we get a chance to catch our breath, obviously, because we don't play till the following Saturday. So it's probably not a bad time for us to be able to kind of get our batteries recharged. But you know, we're in the game, but by no means are we in a favorable position. But if we hadn't won tonight, you know, we it may have been too much. So.
Mitch and David, just their contributions again tonight with that two big ones.
I thought they did fine. You know, I personally think that we had some balls hit our hands that we didn't get. I mean, how many times did, you know, I thought that David had a chance, you know, got the balls, his hands on balls on rebounds, and that's what he does, and we end up losing them a couple of times. But his ball screen defense was great. I mean, it was great. And Mitch's activity was good, especially start the second half. So I thought collectively they both did a nice job.
Feel good about the guys' toughness tonight? You know, kind of standing up around
the
TCU?
I feel good that we came back after we gave it up. But I didn't feel good that the toughness was so good as we gave it up. But I did think that, yeah, that's a pretty makeshift lineup out there, and those guys hung in there. They did some good things.
All right.